About Pauly, it was April 19, 1995, the date of the Oklahoma City bombing, that Pauly was working in the Journal Records building just across the street from the Murrah building. She was working as the executive director of the Oklahoma Foundation for Excellence. You were just a few blocks away. Tell us that moment that you knew this incident had happened, what you thought and what you did.
Well, I was sitting in my office and suddenly heard this loud explosion. You could feel the concussion, and you knew something out of the ordinary had happened. You knew this was not a car backfiring or a truck, an airplane or a sonic boom. You knew something was happening. And I, like everyone else in the office, stood up and looked around, and someone yelled that they could see smoke coming from the north of our building, and I went and looked out there, and sure enough, there's this big cloud of smoke that looks sort of like a tire's on fire or something like that. Everyone was thinking, well, what's there? Was there a filling station there or something that could catch fire, and no one could think of anything? And about that time, got a call from one of my wife's colleagues who was totally hysterical, who said that she was on the way to the hospital. I didn't know which hospital, and I had no idea what had happened, but you could sort of guess that St. Anthony's Hospital is the closest, and that would be where people would be going, although it could have been Presbyterian. So I just ran to the car and drove there, and you could see the early responders just coming in. I mean, all kinds of sirens coming in to downtown Oklahoma City, which I circumvented and got to the hospital. She was incredibly lucky. Her carotid artery had been severed a little bit. There was a hole in her esophagus. She had stumbled out of her office, and a Marine medic who had been a Marine medic in Vietnam saw her and crammed his fist into her throat. He had enough medical training in Vietnam. He was a big, strong guy, picked her up, carried her down three flights of stairs. The first doctor to arrive saw her condition and pulled some of the other people off of the first ambulance who had bloody wounds, but they were superficial. He recognized hers was not superficial, but was life-threatening. Got her on the first ambulance, and when she got to the hospital, one of the state's leading thoracic surgeons was still in surgery and just coming out. So they called up and said, don't leave your operating room, we have one coming up. And so his team was there, organized. If any one of those events had not happened, any one of those links had not happened, she probably wouldn't have made it.
She probably had glass all over her body.
There were some minor wounds, but mainly it was a piece of flying glass that cut her throat. In fact, you could go in the office there in the Journal Record building and see these big shards of glass the size of your hand that were embedded in the wall or that were embedded in bookcases, embedded in doors from the explosion, and one of those nicked her on the way by.
So it could have even been worse for her, as bad as it was.
Oh, she could have died like a lot of other people did.
So then there had to be a long time of rehabilitation.
There was a really long day the first day because the doctor said all the nerves that run your body go right through your throat, and I don't know which ones may have been injured and which ones may not. So in the worst case, she may be paralyzed from the neck down. Don't know. We'll wait 3 or 4 hours and find out. As it turned out, the only thing she lost was one of her vocal cords, but you can never tell that.
She speaks today.
Totally normally. She can't yell, or at a cocktail party, she can't, you know, project her voice at a long period of time without getting a little hoarse.
Here we are 16 years later, and she's basically fully recovered.
Perfectly fine, yeah.
Your faith had to be tested then during all that.
Very traumatic.
You have a faith because I noticed in your lobby you have the Bible. The cover of it is God's Word for the Oil Field.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a statement when somebody walks into your company's lobby right there.
Well, we all have to have faith to get through this life.
Right. Has she gone through the Oklahoma City Memorial?
She has had leadership positions in the memorial. She has given tours. She's been intimately involved in that for a long time. And, in fact, one of her cousins was killed in the bombing. So it's a part of our life.
When Timothy McVeigh was executed, is that a day that you remember? Was there certain feelings?
Not really. I mean, I didn't feel any better or any worse. There's no real vengeance. I didn't regret that justice was done, but I got no joy or relief from it being done.
Elsewhere in this website, I interviewed Stephen Jones, who defended Timothy McVeigh. Did you know him going into all of this and understood what his role was? And everybody needs a defense.
I've known who Steve was, but did not know him well.
So it was not an issue with you.
That's not an issue.
That somebody from Oklahoma was defending him.
Everyone's entitled to a lawyer and needs a lawyer. And Timothy McVeigh got one, and justice was done.